This is the Sakar Murli of 15th of May 2016. Essence. Sweet children, this world is to become a graveyard, therefore don't attach your heart to it. Remember the land of angels. Question. Why is no one else in the world as fortunate as you poor children? Answer. Because you poor children have become the direct children of the Father, from whom you receive the inheritance of salvation. Only you poor children study this. Even if the wealthy study it a little, they would hardly be able to remember the Father. At the end, you will not remember anyone but the Father. Therefore, you are the ones who are the most fortunate. Song. The support of the heart should not be broken. Om Shanti. The Father explains to you children, and you children, understand that this world truly is to become a graveyard. Previously this world was a land of angels, and now that it has become old, it is called a graveyard. Everyone has to be buried in this graveyard. Everything old is to be buried, that is, everything is to turn to dust. Only you children know this. The world doesn't know it. Some people abroad are aware that it now seems to be time for everything to be buried. You children know that our Baba, who establishes that land of angels, has come once again. You children also understand that if you attach your heart to this graveyard, you will experience a loss. You are now receiving your inheritance of unlimited happiness from the unlimited Father, exactly as you did in the previous cycle. This should remain in the intellects of you children at every step, because this is Manman above. Only by staying in remembrance of the Father will you become residents of that land of angels. Bharat was a land of angels. No other land becomes a land of angels. This is the pomp of Maya, Ravan. All of this will continue for a little while longer. This is an artificial show. Maya is false and bodies are false. All of this is the splendor of the final time. Seeing all of this, people think that it is heaven now and that it was hell before. They continue to build huge buildings. All of this show has taken place in the last 100 years. All the telephones, electricity, aeroplanes, etc. have been invented in the last 100 years. There is so much show. This is why they think that it is heaven now. What was old Delhi like? Now look how well they have built New Delhi. They have even named it New Delhi. Bapu Gandhiji wanted there to be the new world, the kingdom of Rama, a land of angels. This is temporary pomp. They build such huge buildings and fountains, etc. It is called artificial heaven for a temporary period. You know that this place is not called heaven. This is called hell. There is even a show of hell. This is temporary show. It is now about to finish. The Father now says to you children, firstly remember the land of peace. All human beings are searching for peace. Where can they find peace? The whole world asks the question, how can there be peace in the world? Human beings don't know that in fact we are all residents of the land of peace. We souls remain peaceful in the land of peace, and we then come here to play our parts. Only you children know this. You are now making effort to go to that land of happiness via the land of peace. It is in the intellect of each of you souls that you will now go to your home, the land of peace. There cannot be any question of peace here. This is the world of sorrow. The Golden Age is a pure world, and the Iron Age is an impure world. You children have now received the understanding of all of these things. People of the world don't know anything. It has entered your intellects that the Unlimited Father is telling you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world cycle. He also explains how the founders of religions come and establish their religions. There are so many people in the world now. There are so many people in Bharat alone. When Bharat was heaven, it was very wealthy, and there were no other religions. You children are being refreshed every day. Remember the Father and the inheritance. This also continues on the path of devotion. They always point a finger upwards to remember God. They say that God or Allah is up there. However, nothing happens by just remembering Him in that way. They don't even know how they would benefit by having remembrance. They don't know what their relationship with Him is. At times of sorrow, they call out, O Rama. It is the souls that remember. However, they don't know what peace and happiness are. It has now entered your intellects that all of you are children of the One Father. Therefore, why should there be any sorrow? You are to receive your inheritance of constant happiness from the Unlimited Father. This is clearly shown in the picture. God is Heavenly God the Father who establishes heaven. He only comes in Bharat, but no one understands this. The deity religion was definitely established at the Confluence Age. How could it have been established in the Golden Age? However, those of other religions don't know these things. Only the knowledgeful Father explains how the original, eternal deity religion was established. By saying that the duration of the Golden Age is hundreds of thousands of years, they have made it very far away. You children have to explain using the pictures. There used to be the kingdom of that Lakshmi and Narayan in Bharat. People don't know how or when they attained their kingdom. They just say that they were the masters of the Golden Age. People go and beg in front of their images, and so they receive something for a temporary period. Even those who donate or perform charity receive some fruit for a temporary period. The head of a poor village assembly, Panchayat, would have just as much happiness as the head of a wealthy village assembly. Even those who are poor consider themselves to be very happy. Look at the places some poor people in Bombay live in. You children understand that no matter how much of a millionaire someone is, he is still unhappy. You would say that no one else is as fortunate as you. We belong directly to the Father from whom we receive the inheritance of salvation. Eminent people can never claim a high status. Those who are poor become wealthy. You are now studying, whereas those people will remain without this knowledge. They may study a little, but they would not be able to stay in remembrance of the Father. At the end, you will not remember anything but the One Father. You know that everything is to be buried in the graveyard. It should remain in your intellects that the business, etc., that you do now is only for a short period. Wealthy people built pilgrim rest houses, dharamshalas, etc. They don't build those for a business. If there were no pilgrim rest houses at pilgrimage places, where would people stay? This is why wealthy people build pilgrim rest houses. They aren't for businessmen to go and do business there. Pilgrim rest houses are built at pilgrimage places. Your centre is now the biggest pilgrimage place. Wherever you have centres, those are the greatest of all pilgrimage places where people can find peace and happiness. This Gita Pachala of yours is very big. This is your source of income. You earn a great deal through this. This is also a pilgrim rest house for you children. It is the biggest pilgrimage place. You are receiving the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. There is no greater pilgrimage place than this. You understand that you don't receive anything by going on those pilgrimages. Devotees also take nectar at temples with a lot of love because they believe that by drinking it, their hearts will be purified. However, that is just water. Here the Father says, "Remember me and you will receive the inheritance." You are now receiving the treasures of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge from the unlimited Father. Generally, people go to Shankar, thinking that the Lord of Immortality related the story to Parvati. This is why they ask him to fill their aprons. You are filling your aprons with the imperishable jewels of this knowledge. It isn't that the Lord of Immortality would sit and relate that story to just one. There must definitely be a lot more people, and they would be in the land of death. There is no need to relate a story in the subtle region. They have made many pilgrimage places where all the sages, holy men and sannyasis, etc. go. Hundreds of thousands of people go to Amarnath, temple to the Lord of Immortality. The place where the maximum number of people go is the Kumbh Mela, where they bathe in the Ganges, because they believe that they will become pure. In fact, it is here where there is the Kumbh Mela. People have been going to those melas for birth after birth, but the Father says, no one can return home by doing that, because it is only when souls become pure that they can return home. Because of being impure, everyone's wings are clipped. The soul has received wings. By staying in yoga, souls are able to fly the fastest. If a soul has karmic accounts in America or London, he will fly there very quickly. The soul arrives there in a second. However, only when souls become karmatit can they go to the land of liberation. Until then, souls have to stay in this cycle of birth and rebirth here. Just as the drama continues to tick away, so souls too are the same. They fly away in a tick. There is nothing as fast as a soul. All the many souls will go to the incorporeal world. It doesn't take a soul long to go from one place to another. People don't understand these things. It enters the intellects of you children that there will definitely be few souls in the new world and that they will remain very happy there. Having taken 84 births, those souls have now become very unhappy. You now know about the whole cycle. Your intellects work on these things. the intellects of other people do not work in this way. Prajapita Brahma has been remembered. You became Brahma Kumars and Kumaris in the previous cycle too. You know that you are the children of Prajapita Brahma. Baba is establishing heaven through us. When you become worthy, number wise, according to the efforts you make, the old world will be destroyed. The Trimurti is remembered here. They too keep a picture of the Trimurti. The image of Shiva is not shown in that. It is said establishment through Brahma. Who carries it out? Shiv Baba. Sustenance takes place through Vishnu. You Brahmins are now becoming worthy of becoming deities. You are now playing those parts. You will then play them again after a cycle. You are now becoming pure. You say Baba's orders are conquer the enemy of lust, constantly remember me alone. This is very easy. You children have seen a lot of sorrow on the path of devotion. Whatever little happiness was there, it was only for a temporary period. People have visions on the path of devotion. Their desires are fulfilled for a temporary period. It was I who granted the visions that you have. It is fixed in the drama. Whatever happened in the past, second by second, was shot in the drama. You cannot say that it has only just been recorded now. No, this drama is eternally predestined. However many actors there are, each of them has an imperishable part to play. No one attains eternal liberation. Sannyasis say that they will merge into the light. The Father explains that you are imperishable souls. A soul is a point. Such a tiny soul has a part of 84 births recorded within him. This cycle continues to turn. Those who come to play their parts first are the ones who take 84 births. Not everyone can take that many births. This knowledge is not in the intellect of anyone but you children. Only the One Father is the ocean of knowledge. You know that you are receiving the inheritance from the Father. The Father is making us pure from impure. He is giving us the inheritance of peace and happiness. There is no name or trace of sorrow in the Golden Age. The Father says, may you have a long life, may you be wealthy. Those on the path of isolation cannot give such blessings. You children are receiving the inheritance from the Father. The Golden and Silver Ages are the land of happiness. No one knows how there is then sorrow. There are the signs of how the deities go onto the path of sin. At Jagannath Puri, they have shown images of deities with crowns, etc. But they have also created dirty images. That was why they made that idol of black stone. It proves that the deities went onto the path of sin. That was how they became completely ugly by the end. You now know how, according to the drama plan, Bharat was so beautiful, and how it then had to become Tamopratan. You now receive this knowledge at the confluence age. The Father is knowledgeful. That one is all three for you, your Father, Teacher and Guru. It should constantly remain in your intellects that Shiv Baba is teaching you. This is an unlimited study through which you have become knowledgeful. You know everything. Those people say that he is omnipresent. You say that he is the purifier. There is the difference of day and night. You have now become master knowledgeful, number wise. The Father teaches you everything that he knows. You also tell everyone, remember the Father, and you will receive the inheritance for 21 births. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order for you to be refreshed and for you to refresh others, stay in remembrance of the Father and the inheritance and also remind others to do so. 2. Don't attach your heart to this old world, this graveyard. Remember the land of peace and that land of happiness. Make yourself worthy of becoming a deity. Blessing. May you keep your thoughts and intellect under your orders and use them with your spiritual authority of a Master Almighty authority. Just as you easily use your physical hands and feet as you want, in the same way you should be able to focus your thoughts and your intellect wherever you want. This is known as spiritual authority. Just as it is easy to come into sound, let it be just as easy to go beyond sound. By practicing this, you will be able to become an image that grants visions. So make this practice easy and constant, and you will then be called a Master Almighty Authority. Slogan. When your original stage is powerful, adverse situations will be nothing in front of it. Aviat signal. Constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. This Achalkar, home of stability, is the memorial of your unshakable stage. Just as Bapdada remains constant and stable, in the same way, you children also have to remain constant and stable. When you remain lost in the sweetness of the One, you will be able to remain in a constant and stable stage. The punctuation mark of a question is the most bent. When that punctuation mark is removed from you, you will be able to remain constantly stabilized on the destiny of the drama. Om Shanti.